Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, God is great, and yes, He's worthy to be praised. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory, which is due your name. God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning, God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, without you, we can't do anything. But with you, we can do all things. God, we thank you for being a just God. We thank you for being a faithful and a loving God, and so much more. Now, Spirit of the living God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Even as we decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us. Father God, please deliver those who are asking you, oh God, to have mercy on them. God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 14th verse? This is a very familiar scripture to many. Exodus 14 and 14. And it says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And our title for this morning is, "This is not your fight." This is not your fight. God will fight our battles. And what do the scripture mean about God will fight our battles? We do not have to be anxious. We don't have to display anguish. Or we do not have to be discouraged when bad things happen in our lives. When it seems that situations are hopeless or the matter at hand is too overwhelming. We may be tempted to doubt God, yes. But believers must remember that no problem is beyond the scope of God's sovereign care for His children. He has promised to take care of us in Philippians 4:19. His plans are good plans for us, Jeremiah 29:11. And He loves us beyond measure in Romans 8:37-39. But in Exodus 14:14, Moses tells the children of Israel, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." You see, at that moment, they were standing at the edge of the Red Sea, hemmed in by the sea before them and the Egyptian army behind. The Israelites are in a seemingly impossible situation, but it was a situation brought on by the Lord Himself. Sometimes God will allow us to be in certain situations to only deal with us, to allow our faith to strengthen, to allow us to draw closer to Him. Come on, hear somebody. It was God who had hardened Pharaoh's heart, yes, to pursue the fleeing people. Exodus 14:4. And verse 8. So why would God do such a thing? The Bible gives some of the reasons, because God wanted to make it crystal clear to Egypt that He is Lord, so that He got the glory over Pharaoh. Exodus 14:4. And because God wanted to teach Israel that He is their deliverer. Exodus 6:6. And their salvation. Exodus 14:13. They were incapable of escaping the situation on their own, and they needed only to wait for God to move on their behalf. You see, the battle that appeared to be between the Egyptians and the Israelites was in reality between the Egyptians and the Lord. Come on, hear somebody. Exodus 14 and 4. The lessons believers can learn from the Exodus account can be very powerful and life-changing. Yes, it can. When believers trust God to fight their battles, it enables them to do what no one else can do. Because when you are fighting battles, it often comes with conflict. For example, you can panic, you have fear, you have hopelessness, and you can refer to Exodus 14, 11 through 12. But you see, there are times when we can't see absolutely no way around a problem, just like Israel. When they were cornered, they didn't see no way out. But it's quite probable not one of them ever imagined that the massive sea was going to split, oh my God, down the middle, providing their way of escape. When believers believe God's word, 2 Chronicles 20 and 17, they learn that no battle is too great or monumental for God to handle. Joshua 1 and 5. Moses gives a review of some of the history in Deuteronomy 1. In his recap, he reminds them of the importance of having courage and trusting God at the edge of the promised land. 40 years earlier, the Israelites had spied out the land and concluded that they were unable to go up against the Canaanites, who were too big and too strong. Numbers 13, 31 through 33. But due to the generation's lack of faith, they were not allowed to enter into the promised land. You see, Moses tells the new generation to avoid their father's lack of trust. Do not be terrified. Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God, who is going before you, will fight for you, as he did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. Deuteronomy 1, 29 through 30. Because you see, they missed the promised land because they didn't believe that God can do it. They didn't believe that God will bring them out. So a whole new group of people went into the promised land. As God's people obeyed in faith, they will find triumph at every turn. Victory rests with the Lord. Proverbs 21 and 31. Israel, like many believers today, have forgotten the previous battles God had fought for them all along the way. You can refer to Deuteronomy 2 and 7. The Israelite spies had seen giants in the land, Numbers 13 and 33. Just like believers today, we see giant obstacles and complications and problems that seem too large to conquer. To let the giants steal our faith only leaves defeat and lack of assurance in the God who is in control of every problem, in spite of its size, Romans 8 and 28. God is in control, but that does not mean believers get to avoid the battles. In fact, the battle states the opposite, and you can refer it to 2 Timothy 3 and 12. Suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Romans 5, 3 through 4. So in order for a believer to live a life of endurance, character, and hope, we must put on our armor, Ephesians 6, chapter 10 to 17, and trust our deliverer. You see, we put no confidence in the flesh, no. Our confidence is in God, who will fight our battles, bring us safely home. Jude 1, 24 and 25. You see, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 20 and 7. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help us to hold our peace no matter the provocation. Let not anger, mistreatment, opposition, despise, or other negative actions of people make us speak what we will regret later. Let us know what to ignore and what to address. Lord, for we know you will vindicate and fight all our battles. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I need you to mark your calendars. It's revival time. And the theme is the Watchman, coming from Matthew 24 and 42, November 21st through the 23rd, 6 p.m. at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street. The speakers is Minister Sandra Rowland of Zion Hill Church Family, Pineville, Louisiana, Pastors Jerry and Patricia Watkins of Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries, Alexandria, Louisiana, and Pastor Geneva Robertson of Open Door Worldwide Fellowship Ministries, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The host pastor is Pastor Elvira Breville, and that's going to be held at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street at 6 p.m. I want to see you there. Now, casting call for the play, The Hidden Love Affair. This play is based on the biblical story of David and Bathsheba. We need actors, actresses, singers, musicians, stagehands, potential actors, everybody. Auditions will be held November the 14th, 19th, and the 21st at the Zion Hill Church Family Theater at 5 p.m. The Hidden Love Affair. This is going to be a great play. We're going to have fun. We're going to put our Lord as the head of it. So I want you to be there. 5 p.m. November the 14th, the 19th, and the 21st for auditions. The performance will be in the spring of 2025 at the Colin Saunders Performance Arts Center. For more information, you can contact me at 318-542-3417. Well, if you need to contact me as well, it's 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always, when you're down to nothing, remember that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Weeks. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel.